Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, June 27th. It is the beginning of the week, but it's also getaway day. You might be thinking, how the heck could it be getaway day on a Monday? What are you, a baseball team? No, I'm not a baseball team, although I do watch a lot of baseball teams. And my gosh, those New York Yankees, incredible. I've kind of had the Yankees grow on me a little bit. Going to all those games behind home plate. It's just, I don't know, the Yankees, they're fun. And this year, my gosh, are they fun. But the reason today is getaway day here on the Andy Slater Show. This is the week before the 4th of July. We all know that. And much like everyone else, I'm going to go into Operation Shutdown for a few days. So I will be taking the rest of the week off, and I will also be off on July 4th. Very rarely here on this program throughout the year do I take consecutive days off. It doesn't really happen. A day here, a day there. But right now, middle of summer, can you blame me? We don't have a ton going on right now. It's not like I'm going to be missing a lot. Now, I've always got social media, so you can communicate with me on there. I can communicate with all of you, especially if I give you a
Slater scoop.
That's where it's going to come from the rest of the week. So no show tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and then next Monday, the holiday no show. I'll be back with you guys on Tuesday. The reason, not only is it a holiday weekend coming up, but the reason I'm taking the rest of this week off is I look at this as the calm before the storm. Not that it's ever really calm in South Florida, but this is the period of time before the start of football season where things do slow down just a little bit for all of us. The NBA season, it's over. The rumors and reports aren't over. Today, even early this afternoon, before I got on here, I'm reading all these reports and rumors. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and we all know the Miami Heat want to be players. Pat Riley, he wants to make noise. He wants to win a title, not just to make that noise in the NBA, but because Pat Riley's getting up there. Who knows how much longer he's going to be doing this? I'm telling you, one of these days after the season is over, hopefully it ends with an NBA title, he's going to sit down at one of those postseason press conferences and he's going to say, I'm done. That's it. It was one heck of a ride. I don't know when that's coming, but I am sure before that day does hit, Pat Riley wants to win at least one more title. And the Miami Heat are so close to doing it. So while there's no NBA games going on and there's no more hockey games going on, there hasn't been here in South Florida for over a month, unfortunately, but the Stanley Cup with a little dent in it, or maybe a bigger dent, it was handed out last night in Tampa, but not to the Lightning, to the Colorado Avalanche. We should have had that 1996 season rematch between the Avs and the Panthers, but I'm not going to start getting upset. It's getaway day. I'm not going to get upset about the Panthers. The NHL season's over. The NBA season's over. The one thing we do get in the NBA that we really don't get in the National Hockey League, at least here in South Florida, are the rumors and the reports. Ones that people care so much about. I know in the hockey world, there will be free agent reports out there, but as far as driving a show, it's all about the NBA. And of course, the NFL, which is right around the corner. But teams, they don't report to camp for a few more weeks. Once the Dolphins are in camp, forget about it. Talking about Tua's deep ball all day long until the preseason games and then the real games. And then we're probably still talking about Tua's deep ball and Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. We're almost there. We're that close. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do after today being getaway day and I won't be back with you until next Tuesday? I tomorrow am actually headed to Las Vegas.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
There's never a bad time to go to Vegas. But this is a great time. I love going there in March when you got March Madness happening. But right now, end of June, early July, you have all of the futures for football, and you're really getting into it because you know how these teams are constructed now. And the last time I was there, the Dolphins didn't have Tyreek Hill. Now they do. I'm not saying that I would bet on the Dolphins to go to the Super Bowl or the AFC title game or anything like that, but things have changed since the last time I was in Vegas, and you can't wager on sports legally in Florida, at least not yet. Remember, we had it for a month, but I'm thinking, from what I'm understanding, maybe early next year, early to mid next year. That's kind of the thought process right now. Still, it's not soon enough. So when I'm in Vegas, I'm going to go to the sports book, of course. I'll be doing my big time look ahead and see what good value there is on that board. And I'm also going to be playing in a big poker tournament. That's the main reason I'm going to Vegas. The World Series of Poker is happening out in Las Vegas right now. There's also really, really good tournaments going on at the Wynn Las Vegas, which is the place I usually go to. So I'm going to be playing in some poker tournaments. I'll be posting them on my Instagram feed and the IG story. And I'm going to be keeping myself pretty busy over the next few days in a good way. Playing poker, going to the sports book, just having a good time in Vegas. It's hard not to have a good time in Vegas. My philosophy is, if you're on that flight back home from Vegas, if you broke even, it was one heck of a trip. Even if you lost just a little bit, it was one heck of a trip. Also, when you're in Vegas this time of the year, there's so many pool parties. I don't really get into that, though. I see all of the people headed to the pool because it's so hot in Vegas right now. I didn't even look at the temperature, but I'm sure it's like 105 or 110, something like that. Oh, but it's a dry heat. You hear that anytime you go to Nevada, Arizona. It's a dry heat. It's different. It is hot. It is really hot. Whether it's humid or not, it is hot. But it's nice to see all the people going to the pool parties. Girls, 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 girls. Although, when you're in Medellin all of the time, it's like, is this really that big of a deal? But still, it's always nice to see in the lobby great people. Girls, 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 girls. And just everyone having a great time. All right, I have a lot of stuff to get to, even though there's not a lot going on, at least on the playing surface. I will discuss some baseball, the Marlins, even the Yankees a little bit. We got a lot of New Yorkers in South Florida. I think that was pretty evident at Lone Depot Park this past weekend. My gosh, I was watching those games. Every time the Mets did something, it was like not Citi Field, but like a mini Citi Field. My gosh, you Mets fans out there, and I know there's a lot of you. Meet the Mets, step right up and greet the Mets. You brought it to Little Havana. But I know there's more Yankees fans here in South Florida than Mets fans. And I will get into the Mets a little bit because they were taking on the Marlins. There's a lot of reports. There's a lot of rumors. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. What is going to happen in the NBA? I think we'll know more later on this week than we will right now. I'm not quite sure if I would take too much of this information as factual, because this is the time of the year where people are playing games off of the court. Teams are putting info out there through other people and agents, and there's just a lot of misinformation out there, and it's all for the benefit of the team and the player and sometimes the agent. That's just how it works. This is nothing new. So anything you read about over the next few days, just remember that. I know it's cool to be excited. Hey, can Kevin Durant come to the Miami Heat? Can Kyrie Irving come to the Miami Heat? Just remember what season it is, at least right now, for the next few days. There's something else, though, that I want to bring up first this hour, and this is a story that continues to be in the news cycle, as it should be, pertaining to the NFL. And there's something I want you to think about with it. But I can't discuss anything until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
So I want to begin the hour with the National Football League, and I want you to think about what could have been here with the Miami Dolphins. What a lot of people wanted with the Miami Dolphins, and what the Dolphins situation could be right now. I don't like to deal in what could have been, but for this segment's sake, I think something that could have happened is the place to begin. And let me be clear. This has to do with Deshaun Watson. We all know that the Miami Dolphins wanted Deshaun Watson. Now, the exact inner workings of how that went down, that's not clear yet. But I do believe it is fair to say the Miami Dolphins were absolutely interested in Deshaun Watson. They saw Deshaun as an upgrade over Tua, and Deshaun wanted to come to Miami. If that would have happened, and it may have been close, if it would have happened, could you imagine the, I can't say the word, the bleep show that the Miami Dolphins would be dealing with right now? The Miami Dolphins would have punted on Tua, and they would have signed Deshaun to a huge deal. Do you have any idea how miserable the Cleveland Browns are at this moment? Do you have any clue? This story, which we did have to cover for a long time because he was on the Miami Dolphins radar, all the talk about the massages and what happened if he broke the law, the settlements, this whole mess, would be all we're talking about right now. Every single minute of every show, that would be the discussion. As it stands, the Miami Dolphins, we know they're riding with Tua, and in a few weeks, he's going to walk into camp, and Tua is the undisputed starting quarterback of this team. And that's it. Tua's the guy, the end. And as I see it, it's going to work out either way. It could work out where Tua's going to be great, and that's it. If Tua's great, he's great. He's the Miami Dolphins quarterback for 10 more years. If he's not, well, that'll work out also because then the Miami Dolphins can make a clean break. Now, if they had made that move for Deshaun Watson, the Miami Dolphins right now would be in no man's land. Again, a lot of people were saying, bring on Deshaun. If that happened, the Dolphins would be in no man's land. The NFL and Watson, as we heard yesterday and the last few days, they're negotiating a settlement of some sort that would keep him out reportedly for at least 1 year. So could you imagine that being the Miami Dolphins right now? You have a potential franchise QB, but he's going to be out for a year. And by the time he might be able to play, he would have sat out two full seasons. That's a mess. And on top of all of that, let's not forget what the allegations are. I talk about this being a mess. It would have been a mess for the Miami Dolphins. But think about the real mess outside of football. Let's not dismiss the seriousness of the accusations against Deshaun. Let's not just throw that away and only talk about, all right, what a mess the Dolphins would have been in, but there's victims out there. There have been settlements made. These accusations are serious, and overall, they're more important than football. That's a no-brainer. So I don't want anyone to think I'm being dismissive of that because this is a sports talk show. If I'm going to bring up Deshaun Watson or I'm going to bring up any player who's in trouble and there's potential victims out there, I'm not going to pretend I'm CNN or MSNBC or Fox News. See how I put in the three major networks? Because I don't need to divide anyone in my audience here. I just bring them all up. I don't take sides like that. This isn't a political program. And that's the reason. This is not a political program. This is not a full news show. This is a sports show. A sports show where, yeah, it's not all sports. It's not 100% sports, but for the most part it is. And I'm not going to bring up the Deshaun story and be totally dismissive of the accusations against him. But the main focus on this show is the football part. If you want the main focus to be the accusation part, well, that's another show. But what I can tell you is, if he did become a Miami Dolphin, then we would be talking about that a whole lot more, because it would have to do with the team that the majority of South Florida roots for. But again, I bring you the sports perspective when it comes to this. We had a legitimate debate here on this show and shows across all of South Florida. Should Deshaun Watson be the guy? This was a discussion we had for months. Is he worth it? It went on and on and on. But he didn't become a Miami Dolphin, and now the Browns are dealing with that. It's the Browns' problem. It's the NFL's problem. So there's the could have been with Deshaun in Miami. And then there's the stories also with the Dolphins about what could have been with Tom Brady. I mean, think about where the Dolphins are right now. Think about the other situations they could have been in. Remember the stories we discussed also for at least weeks, if not months? The idea of Tom Brady, Sean Payton, and then the Brian Flores lawsuit blew all of that up. It's so wild when it comes to the Miami Dolphins and the storylines and what could have been and what is right now. If we get to the what is right now camp when it starts in a few weeks, it's Mike McDaniel and it's Tua Tagovailoa. And there's an element of meant to be in there. I think it was meant to be these two guys, because there were about 100 other situations that could have happened. Pairings that could have happened for better or worse. The only certain thing we could say is, based off all the endless allegations and the actions that are happening with the NFL, the Miami Dolphins are way, way better off with the avenue that they decided to take. Way better off. So when you have the players reporting to camp in just a few weeks, you know what it's going to be about? It's going to be about football, and that's it. Just like the Dolphins had decisions to make, and for better or worse, this is the way it worked out, and I think it's for the better. The same thing's going to be happening very soon with the Miami Heat. You're probably not going to have any accusations in there. It's not going to be the same in that way. But as far as who's available, who's going to be an upgrade, all of these reports about disgruntled players, the new reports that came out early this morning and early this afternoon, Kyrie Irving and who's interested and who's not. In just a couple of months from now, if not sooner, we're going to be talking about the moves or move that the Miami Heat made. And then come September and October, as the Heat are getting into training camp and their regular season is set to begin, my hope is, and I think every Heat fan's hope is, we will be saying, I am so glad the Miami Heat made this move and or did not make that move. That is probably the direction that we're headed. Where you should be headed if you need dental work done, the Costa Rica Dental Team. I have been to the Costa Rica Dental Team many times. Not only can I tell you that they will save you 50 to 70% when compared to U.S. dental prices, but I can also let you know that the Costa Rica Dental Team's work and staff are absolutely top notch. I have met so many people while at the Costa Rica dental team, and they're all smiling. Not only because their mouth and teeth look great, but they just saved a fortune when compared to U.S. dental prices. Maybe you need crowns, veneers, whatever dental work you need done, the Costa Rica dental team will save you between 50 to 70% compared to those prices you're getting right now when you walk into your local dentist or a dental clinic in South Florida. Check it out for yourself. Visit CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. That's CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. Inquire about their pricing, and then you could start planning your Costa Rica dental vacation later today. I was surprised late last week. I was very surprised, at least when it came to the Miami Heat. I was surprised the Heat made a pick. The Heat actually took a player at number 27, Nikola Jovic. Not Jokic, Jovic. Sometimes you got to go to the pronunciation guide or you go on YouTube and you hear multiple announcers, not just one, or even the player themselves say their name. That's just the way it is sometimes. I always go back to my example, and people still butcher this name up. JT Realmuto. Remember when he was once a Marlin? I remember when he first came up, and people were saying his name really weird. And it wasn't 100%. Like, nobody really agreed as to how to say JT Realmuto's name. Now, obviously, the way I'm saying it right now is correct. But the best way to find out was when I brought JT on this show. This was a few years ago. And that was one of the questions that I asked him. I said, JT, can you tell me exactly how to pronounce your name? Because I hear people saying it all different ways, and it sounds like they're butchering it up. And he told me,
the correct way is just actually just as it's spelled. It's just Real and then Muto.
It was simple as that. I was watching a broadcast a few weeks back, and I don't remember who was doing the broadcast, but they were saying JT Realmuto. And I'm like, come on. Do some research. You're going to be calling a game. You're going to be mentioning somebody multiple times during a game. Do some research and get it right. So I did some research just to make sure that I would have it right. Nikola Jovic. Nikola Jovic. If you say it multiple times, you're going to get it wrong. So just say it once the right way and then forget about it. I don't think the Miami Heat are going to forget about him, though. I was surprised that they made a pick of 27, but Jovic, he's just under 7 feet tall. He's 19 years old. He's Serbian. He's a developmental player. He's a big, versatile guy. He could shoot. He's great against the pick and roll. I'm telling you these things because that's what I've heard. I'm not pretending to be a scout. I'm not pretending to say that I've watched a lot of Serbian basketball over the past year, because that would be a lie. Anybody who's going to break down his game, they're just making things up, because what do they know? What I can say, though, is when a team drafts a guy from overseas, that means he's played against men before. When it comes to college athletes, they have a bit of a disadvantage because they've just played against fellow college players. But when you bring in a guy who played overseas, he's played professional basketball. And then another thing I can tell you, and this I am certain of, I could say this with 100% certainty, the Miami Heat, they have to love this kid. They have to. Because the asset of a first-round pick, they could have flipped it. They could have traded down and gotten a future first-round pick. And that could have been more valuable as they went after a free agent. The intricacies of all of it are very complicated. But the bottom line, if the Miami Heat got a future first-round pick, it would have allowed the Miami Heat to do a lot. So my point is, if they liked a player at 27, not 27 years old, but the number 27 pick, they had to really, really like that player. And apparently Jovic was the guy they liked. I'll be interested to see what he can do when the summer league gets underway. I would love to see Jovic out there dominating, but in terms of can he help next year's Miami Heat team, I would doubt that he would have a huge role. Probably got a lot of work to do, not just in acclimating to life in South Florida, but also he's got to get bigger and stronger. He was playing against men in Serbia, not in the United States, not in the NBA. And I would think there's a difference between the level of basketball that they play in Serbia and the level of basketball that they play in the NBA. So this is a developmental project, which to me was very surprising considering Pat Riley is in win yesterday mode. It's more than win now mode. Pat Riley wants a title. He's getting older. He doesn't look old. He doesn't sound old. But he wants another ring. So a 19-year-old dude from overseas who is raw, that's not a player you just plug in and then you're going to win a championship. One big edge that Jovic will have is that there's no team in the NBA that has a better developmental program than the Miami Heat. And that's got to do with everything. Conditioning, player development, strength. Young players, even really good ones, they go to the Miami Heat and they get better and better. So if there is talent to be cultivated, the Miami Heat, they are going to get the best out of him. Jovic had his introductory news conference a little while ago, and I noticed this on draft night. He's a charming kid. His English is really good. He has a certain it factor. But of course, everything depends on him playing well. That's it. At the end of the day, you could speak great English. You could have that charm. You could have that it factor. But if you don't play well, then what are you? You're a good person. People like being around you. But as far as having a job in the NBA and being on a professional basketball roster in the United States, especially on the Heat's roster, you really, really, really got to work your tail off. And maybe Jovic will. But to me, it was just surprising that the Miami Heat used that number 27 pick. Now, the news, even though Jovic had his introductory news conference a little while ago, the news today in the NBA is all about Kyrie Irving. Apparently, the Los Angeles Lakers are the only team that's interested, according to Woj from ESPN. And the Brooklyn Nets, they're not interested in any of the Lakers' offerings. All of this, of course, happening behind the scenes. Kyrie Irving to the Miami Heat. I know it was brought up last week, and I brought it up really briefly here. Kyrie is one of the all-timers, but Kyrie also has had a lot of issues everywhere he goes. The Miami Heat would be way more interested, in my opinion, in trying to acquire Kevin Durant than Kyrie Irving. Now, you might think, well, come on, that's a no-brainer. Who would you rather have, KD or Kyrie? Yeah, you want KD. I just do not think the Miami Heat, even with KD possibly not being available, I don't think the Miami Heat would really have interest in Kyrie Irving. I sort of go back to where we were last year, the year before, with James Harden. My gosh, James Harden's an unbelievable basketball player, but everywhere James Harden goes, there seems to be an issue. You just get drama. This is just like I was talking about in the first segment this hour with the Miami Dolphins and their decision in the end to not go get Deshaun Watson. Imagine right now the situation the Dolphins would be in. So I really believe when we get to the start of the NBA regular season, and we still got a while to go for that, but when we get done with all the transactions here during the NBA offseason, I think as we approach the regular season in October, Heat fans are going to be saying, I'm really glad we made this move and not that move. Or if they don't make a big move, which I think they will, I don't know for who, but I do think they will make a big move. That's what Pat Riley wants to do. He knows this team has to be better than they were last year, and it's probably not going to happen just internally from guys improving. But I do think we will be talking about a situation in October that we're thankful about. And again, not because I think some accusations are going to come up, but I think the Miami Heat will just do the right thing. I think the Miami Heat, whoever they get, it will be the right fit. It will be the right player. I trust Pat Riley. I couldn't say that for every other team that we have in South Florida. I could say it a little bit more now for the Miami Dolphins than I would have for the past two decades. I wouldn't say it for the Miami Marlins. I don't have a problem saying it for the Florida Panthers because Bill Zito, their GM, hasn't shown me anything where I would doubt him, at least not yet, and I hope he never does. But with the Miami Heat, there's no question about it. I believe in Pat Riley and Mickey Arison and Andy Ellisberg and Eric Spoelstra that they're going to make the right move or make a right decision by not making a move. It's going to be fun over the next few weeks. Rumors are fun. Reports are fun. Discussing it, drama, that is fun. But the best part is the Miami Heat, they're going to be involved in all of these talks. It's not just, okay, what's happening around the NBA. The Miami Heat will be heavily involved in all of these talks. Whether they're really involved in the talk or not, the reporting of it and the rumor situation, the Miami Heat, they'll be in the middle of it. And that means I'll be discussing it here on the program. And then it'll be football season. So we got nothing to worry about around here. And there's always something unexpected that'll pop up. Who knows what that'll be? You can't plan for everything around South Florida because you never know what's going to happen. I do know what's going to be happening, though, in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. A lot of live racing. 4th of July weekend. It is coming up. And if you want to have yourself a great time, whether you want to go out there with your significant other, the whole family, or just friends, Gulfstream Park has exciting racing action happening during this Royal Palm Meet. Tons of action this coming weekend at Gulfstream Park. Live racing every Thursday through Sunday. But if you go to GulfstreamPark.com, you can get all the details on what's going on for 4th of July weekend. When I go to Gulfstream Park, I dine in the trackside restaurant. So I have a great meal. I watch all of the races right in front of me. And they come by and they'll take your bet. So you don't even have to get up unless you're going to go to the buffet, which is always a good option. Make a reservation, though, especially for 4th of July weekend. Visit GulfstreamPark.com for all of the info and to make your reservation for the trackside restaurant, 10 Palms. And while you're out at Gulfstream, wager on the races. 10 or 20 cents, you could put bets in and make thousands of dollars. It happens all of the time. So have yourself a great weekend, the 4th of July. If you're going to be in town, head on over to where the live racing action is going to be in our own backyard in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. I flew into South Florida very early this morning, took the red eye from Medellin, took off there at about 2:45 a.m. Eastern time, landed at MIA around 5:50 this morning. So in case you've heard my voice and you might be like, oh, you know, Andy doesn't have all this energy today. Hey, I always keep it real with all of you. I've had a long night, not a lot of sleep, and I'm here, though, and I'm glad I'm here. I'm also glad that tomorrow I know I'm going to have way more energy because I'm headed to Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. When I go to that sports book, I'm going to look at some baseball futures, not only NFL futures, but I will look at some baseball futures. And I wonder if there's going to be a future on the board about how much money Aaron Judge is going to get starting next season. I'll get into the Marlins and their series against the Mets, but has anyone ever had a better contract year than Aaron Judge? I bring up the Yankees here on the show because we got so many New Yorkers in South Florida. When I ask if anyone has had a better contract year than Judge, I'm not talking about just baseball. I'm talking about all sports. A dude who was on the last year of his deal, who couldn't even reach a deal with his team, they had to settle. He says, okay, I am going to essentially bet on myself. I'm going to prove to you that I am worth a boatload of money. Has anyone had a better year, at least so far? It's not over, but Judge has played 71 games, and he's already got 28 homers. So if you just do some quick math in your head, that puts him at about 60-ish. How much money is this dude going to get? Just a crazy season Aaron Judge is having. And what a weekend it was for the Yankees. My gosh. If that's what the ALCS is going to be like, sign me up for seven of those. Game one, the Yankees are down 3 runs into the ninth. Aaron Hicks with an insanely dramatic 3-run homer, and then Judge with a walk-off hit. Then you had the Verlander game where he was outstanding. Tucker hit a 3-run bomb. Houston wins 3-1. Then Houston throws a combined no-hitter on Saturday. And then the Yankees offense also goes out there yesterday, and they do nothing for about 7 innings. They're down 3-0, and it felt like, oh my gosh, are they going to get back-to-back no-hitters against them? Then Stanton hits a solo shot. No no-hitter, no shutout. Then you had DJ with a 2-run bomb in the 8th. And then, of course, Aaron Judge with a walk-off 3-run homer in the 10th. A phenomenal baseball game and a great series. I was watching the Marlins and Mets too, but how can you compare that series to the one we saw in the Bronx? We deserve 7 of those. The we, as in the United States of America and the world. Baseball fans all around the world. Yankees fans all around the world. When I'm walking around in Medellin, I see Yankees hats everywhere. But in terms of drama and swings of emotion, that was a series in June. I've seen World Series played with less drama than what we just saw in the Bronx. That was great baseball. And Aaron Judge had 2 walk-off hits, one of them a home run yesterday, a 3-run homer, 28 on the year. The dude's the MVP, and my gosh, is he going to get paid? Some people say pay him now, give him his money. I say no, don't, not yet. Why on earth would you change anything about him? The dude is locked in. Don't distract him. He wants to talk after the season. You do it then. Wait for the parade, and then you give him whatever he wants. Just ride this right now. He is an elite player, and he is on fire, and he's leading the best team in all of Major League Baseball. The Yankees, not the Marlins. I was talking with someone earlier today, and they're like, oh, well, if Judge goes somewhere else, where would he go? I'm like, he's not leaving New York. Come on. He'll probably get, I would think, 40-plus a year. Maybe like 8 years, something like that. It's just my guess. It's crazy money, but for what he's doing, my gosh. He's getting more money right now than Nick Fortes is for the Marlins. Who is Nick Fortes? He is the backup catcher. And yesterday, he hits a walk-off homer for the Fish. Everybody's doing the Fish. Yeah. They salvaged the last game of their 3-game series with the Mets. It was a nice moment for Fortes. His parents were there. It was exciting, but losing 2 out of 3 at home, that's not really the way to make up ground. And the NL East has changed a little bit over the weekend. Bryce Harper gets hit on the thumb. It's broken. He's going to be out for a while. And he's been so big for the Phillies. So I would expect them to drop down a notch. That won't make a huge difference for Miami because right now, they're not in the Mets or Braves class. But what do you expect? We're used to that as Marlins fans. At least they got the walk-off yesterday, and Saturday it was Bahamian night. That seemed really cool. The Marlins gave out Jazz Chisholm bobbleheads. Those are some great bobbleheads. He's doing the Euro step after a homer. Jazz's family was there. He had special cleats in the colors of the Bahamas. And remember, at least that's what people say. I've been to the Bahamas a few times. I was there about 3 years ago or so. I had a Bahama Mama. That's a drink. Okay. I didn't have a Bahama Mama. I had a Bahama Mama. Got picked up at the airport, and the woman picking me up in the van, she's like, "You want a Bahama Mama?" I said, "Okay, you got any pictures?" No, it's a drink. And she gave me the drink out of the back of the van. It was like the welcome gift. Here I am thinking, girls. But the Bahama Mama drink, that was really good too. This is what the Marlins should be doing. Not necessarily marketing Bahama Mamas, but market Bahama Jazz. Keep putting him out there. Make him the face of the franchise. He's young, he is dang good, and he's fun. Jazz can bring in an entire fan base. And anyone who watches baseball can really appreciate the joy that he plays with. I was glad to see the Marlins do that on Saturday night. And I think it's going to go a long way for Jazz. It was just really cool. He seems like such a cool dude. Now, if you want to have fun, where you should head to is Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club, where you could be surrounded by beautiful women who come from all over the world. Dean's Gold is unlike any other gentleman's club in South Florida. You will have such a great time the minute you walk in the doors to Dean's Gold. And you can go any day of the week. Dean's Gold is open 7 days a week from 8 p.m. all the way until 6 in the morning. Have yourself a great Monday night, Wednesday night, any night. Surround yourself with gorgeous girls. And they're from everywhere. So many different countries are represented at Dean's Gold. They're located on the northeast corner of Northeast 163rd Street and Biscayne Boulevard. That's in North Miami Beach. You will have a great time. Trust me, I know it. I have been. And you want to head on over as soon as you can to the ultimate gentleman's club, Dean's Gold. One more thing that I want to quickly bring up this hour. I noticed this rebranding of the U. Manny Diaz used to call it Paradise Camp. Mario Cristobal, he comes in, and now it's Legends Camp. He brought in a bunch of alums, just a bunch of old Canes, and also potential recruits. And it was a chance for them to see the tradition and hear from Mario. These are small changes that are being made, but I think they're a big deal. Rather than selling, oh, come to Miami, live in paradise, Mario is basically saying, come to Miami, put in the work, work hard, do it with legends, and then become part of the legend. Such a different message than when Manny Diaz was there. And I like it. All right, that's all the time I have for today. If you want to come along on my trip to Las Vegas and who knows where else, make sure you follow me on Instagram and also Twitter. I'll be back with you guys next Tuesday. Have a great week and 4th of July weekend. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.